Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Is to be ready. That simply means to study God's Word. I think it's a crime and a shame when a lost person comes to a Christian and asks them how to be saved and they don't know. I don't understand that. Because you have to simply witness. A witness we talked about just tells what happened to them. It's not all complicated. If you're truly saved, just tell them what happened to you. So in other words, be ready to give an answer to everyone that asks of you the hope that lieth within you. Wow, well, I tell you, that's good. Remember, you're an ambassador. The next thing is you have to go. This one is simply looking for opportunities to share the gospel. I used to ride the bus, and I tell you, I always looked ahead of track with me. Everybody heard of a Bible track, right? You should have those in your car, everywhere. Because sometimes you're running across people you don't have time to talk. You can give them a Bible track. But look for opportunities for people that are seeking Christ. Sometimes I go to the grocery store and the person checking me out just having a bad day. And you can see it. So I just, you know, say, hey, how's your day going? Speak to them. The amount of love you show somebody, you never know how far it goes. You can turn their life around. He said, wherever you go, let your light shine. So look for opportunities to let Christ work through you. Are you looking for opportunities? Remember, you always find what you look for. So if you're looking for opportunities to witness, God will give them to you. And then the last thing is to lead them to Christ. Show them how to be saved. A lot of time, I've seen people, they do a good job, but they never tell the person how to get saved. They never say, hey, what do I do? Well, to get saved is very simple. One, you have to recognize that you are a sinner. And then number two, you got to understand that you can't save yourself. And then you have to know that the only way that you can be saved is by receiving the gift of Jesus Christ into your heart. And you can do that by a little short prayer. You know, we always use Romans chapter 9, verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth salvation is made into... Let me get that right. I'm quoting here. Let's turn to it. Romans chapter 9. Let's get to it here. Romans chapter 9. This, you need to know this verse. Circle it in your Bible. Romans chapter 9. I'm sorry. Yeah, Romans chapter 9. Where's it? 10. Let me get it right here. No, Romans 10, I'm sorry. Romans chapter 10, and it's verse 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, and this is the kicker here, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, a lot of people like to talk about Jesus, but they never talk about his resurrection. I don't want to put my faith in somebody who hasn't conquered death. The resurrection is a part of salvation. Matter of fact, you know, I told you I was in charge of soul winning, and when my team brought information to me that we dispersed, if it did not have the resurrection, I rejected it. No, we will not use that because it did not have the resurrection. The Bible's clear here. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Isn't that it? That's good stuff. That's good stuff. And I'm closing with this. If you want to win souls, we gave you biblical reasons. I told you that I could go on and on, but Lord, I'm going to cut it off tonight. If you want to win souls, it will only happen here. If everybody turn to this last scripture, I promise this is my last scripture for the night. It's Psalms 51. And it's coming from 12, Psalm 51.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.